السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب الدعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. إن شاء الله we'll talk about dua today. The meaning of dua, the benefits and about dua, how to do dua, where we learn dua, what kind of dua we can make, what are the timings we need to different types of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah which I read says, when my servants ask me, tell them I'm close, I'm very near to them, and I will respond their dua. Whenever they do dua, I will respond. They don't have to shout very loudly, whether they say loud or a very very small volume, very slowly they say, I will hear and I will answer their call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so what they need is just what you mean or be, they believe me, yes, so that they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them hidayah. Allah will ta'ala will accept their dua. My dear brothers, dua is very important. There are so many ayat in Quran which are about dua, and hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi was teaching us when can we read those du'as. So it's better we learn, and always our lifetime we have to continue reading the du'as. If you read the Quran, the first surah of the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. There's a du'a already there. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. After reading, starting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mentioning attributes and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that He is the owner of the day of judgment, everything belongs to Him, He is the Lord of the universe. After mentioning all that and admitting that the only one who is worth of worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this dua comes after you read that. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. O Allah, guide us the straight path, the straight path, the straight way. What is that way? Allah is the one who gives the hidayah, and this is the path of the Nabiyeen, والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, the prophets, messengers, and the believers who believed them and they followed their way, and all those who die for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the sirat al-mustaqim, that is straight path which goes all the way to the Jannah. And anyone who follows this sirat al-mustaqim will end up into the Jannah inshaAllah ta'ala. Not the way of those whom you have bestowed, those who earned your anger, nor those of who went astray, those who were misguided. They rejected the haqq, they rejected the truth, they disbelieved the Quran and the hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not their path. That is Sirat al-Shayateen. So Sirat al-Mustaqim is fi sabilillah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran. So it's very important we keep this dua. As-salat, it is salaf, it's dua. That dua we read every single day 17 times, 17 rak'at. The five daily prayer is the total of how many rak'at? 17. So we read, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So we have to try our best to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hidayah to tawfiq. There are two types of hidayah. Hidayah to dalala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling the people what is right, what is wrong. So, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh, you Muhammad, you guide the people to the right path, to the straight path. But so many people rejected that. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's responsibility was just to make da'wah, just to tell them. But in fact, the real hidayah, which goes to the heart, Allah gives. Yes. So it's better to always remember and read dua. So whatever we do, whether it's action or whatever what we say, then we make dua and say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Yes. When you do your salat, when you fast, when you give sadaqah, when you do all this, then you say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Oh, our Lord, accept our deeds and du'as. Verily, you are the one who is hearing all the time and the one who knows what we are doing. Because ibadah is two types. After the iman in the heart, is what we say and what we do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami', Allah can hear whatever we say. And huwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-alim, He knows what we are doing. So you say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Always, whatever good you do, you think, maybe you didn't do it in the right way, with good intention, at least you will get sawab. So, al-qubur biyadillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qubur. We do mistakes. We are human beings. And we forget as well. So we make dua. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. It's end of Surah Al-Baqarah. So you say, oh Allah, banish us not if we forget or fall into error. We are a human being, we do mistakes, we forget things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking not to banish us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which you did lay on those before us. The people before us, they have so many difficulties, but our deen is so simple and very easy to practice. Why? They use it to pray only very specific places. Now, alhamdulillah, we pray everywhere. All the land, yeah, Ardullah wasi'ah. It's for masjid for us. We can pray everywhere. But they had before only very expensive. If they have najasat on their clothes, they use it to cut that part, which just we wash it simply. So alhamdulillah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, sometimes it can happen, and you make yourself, I will do this, I will do this, and then you fail. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to put you a lot of burden on you which you can't. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness, always forgiveness. Yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kindness as well. And always we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Anta Mawlana, Anta Mawlana. Oh Allah, you are our supporter. You are our protector. You Allah support us. You Allah protect us. You need protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need, all of everyone needs Allah ta'ala's protection. Yes. So many things you never know. They can damage you. So many things they can affect on your iman, your ibadah, your body. So there are so many things. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Ya Allah. And also, فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. The believers and disbelievers, always there is some kind of conflict in between. Yeah. Because they are Ahlul Haqq wa Ahlul Baatil. Ahlul Haqq, Ahlul Baatil. Always they have conflict. So we say, فَانْصُرْنَا الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah give us victory over the disbelieving people. Now if Allah Ta'ala give you hidayah, alhamdulillah, we have to ask to keep us in our iman, Because what happens sometimes is so many people, they got hidayah, they were good believers, they were going to the mosque, they were doing good and good, but after some time they lost their iman. They lost their iman. And they end up into hellfire. Murtadeen. They changed their religion. It happened so many times. It's going all the time. So many people. It will come that someone in the morning, he is a believer, and in the afternoon, he is disbeliever. He will lose his iman. Yes. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after you have guided us and grant us mercy from you. Truly you are the bestower. So this is the ni'mah of Islam wal iman Allah gave us. So we have to try our best to keep it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us and keep us as a believers. Yeah, that our hearts never deviate from the truth. That's very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us to grant us Jannah and keep away from the hellfire. Rabbana innana amanna. Rabbana innana amanna. Faghfir lana dhurubana wa qina adhab al-nar. Surah Al-Imran. Our Lord, we have indeed believed. We are believers. We believe in you. We believe in the Quran. All what Quran says. We believe in the prophets and what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam especially said. So forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves someone from the hellfire, it means Allah granted him Jannah. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Everybody will taste the death. And you will get what you have done, your a'mal, the sawab, the reward of good deeds you have done. Yes. So whoever stepped away from hellfire and gets admitted to Jannah, that is a very successful person. So, you have to do tawbah. If we do mistake, tawbah. Astaghfar, asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and come back to correct yourself and do good. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Prophet Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, when they did mistake, they had eaten the tree. Allah told them don't eat from that tree. Yes. Then they did tawbah. It's a tawbah. What they say? Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. Means we did committed wrong things against ourselves. This is zulm they did to themselves. If you give us not, if you forgive us not, and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. Allah Ta'ala accepted their tawbah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepted so. So all this, they need sabr. Why people commit sin? Mostly they have no sabr. They know this is a sin, but they have no sabr to control themselves. They know if they don't do this ibadah, they will be very sinful. And they have no sabr to do. So sabr needs, all the ibadah needs sabr, patience. Keeping away haram needs sabr. When you face a problem or difficulties, needs sabr. So this is a dua. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Our Lord, pour on us patience and cause us to die as Muslim. That's very important. Sabr. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with those who are do sabr, those who are patient. Allah will support them. Allah give them hidayah. Allah give them tawfiq. Because they have sabr. And also this says, وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Yes. O Allah, at the time of our death, yes, die us as Muslims. That's a long time ago. Bring it now. So it's very important that we always have sabr. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Without sabr, you can't achieve anything good. You will spoil yourself, your ibadah. Yes. People will commit a lot of sin. Yes. They eat haram things. They commit adultery because they have no sabr to control themselves. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us sabr. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. Yes, that's been بحسن الخاتمة, that you have good ending. Yes, the life is up and down. So you do dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes your life ending to the good way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. So we have to do dua for ourselves, for our children, for our brothers and sisters, for our all Muslims, those who are alive and those who died. Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام, he did dua, ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Our Lord, make me one who performs as-salah. This shows in Arkan al-Islam al-Khamsa, بعد الشهادة. Yes, شهادة والصلاة والصوم والزكاة والحج. Most important, كل all أعمال, most important is as-salah. الصلاة عماد الدين. فَمَنْ أَقَامَهَا فَقَدْ أَقَامَ الدِّينَ وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ هَدَّمَ الدِّينَ. The main pillar of Islam is Salah. Yes. As-salah. Just before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died, he said, As-salah. You Muslims, be careful. As-salah. So practically, you can see the people who are connected to the masjid, who come to the Jamaat, yes, their iman, they keep their iman. Their iman is becomes stronger and stronger. But those who keep away from masjid, those who don't come to the masjid, yes, they are very in danger. They may lose. Yes, they are very sinful. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, yes, make me one who performs salah, and also from my offspring. So make dua for your children as well, your wives. Yes, your wives should make the dua for the husband as well. Your parents, O Allah, and accepting my invocation. Yeah. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. And Allah forgive us and our parents and the believers on the day when the reckoning will be established. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Now, all this stuff is sabr. To do good ibadah, to look after your hidayah, your iman, they need ilm, knowledge as well. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. How do you know what is right, what is wrong, if you don't get knowledge? Yes. Yes. So here, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِنِّي عِلْمًا. It's a dua. Yeah. Say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every believer should say, yes, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Because of the knowledge, it's very important. Al-ilmu nur. The knowledge is a light. And the opposite is al-jahl. Wal-jahl al-dhalam. And the jahl, ignorance, is a darkness. When somebody is very ignorant, he doesn't know about his deen, it's up and down. Yes. Yes. He can do his false fatwa for himself. He doesn't know who is right and who is wrong. Because he has no knowledge. He has no knowledge. اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. You have to know what is the truth, what is right, what is wrong. You have to know it. Then you know people who is right and wrong. But if you are jahil, if somebody has no knowledge at all, he doesn't know who is right and who is wrong. Today he is with this one, and tomorrow he is with the other one. He is this side and this side and this side. So it's very important. And ilm, knowledge, is for everyone. Forever. Not only for younger people. Not only for children. Our elder people should learn as well. Yes. All throughout your life, if you carry on learning, still you need more knowledge. Still you need ilm. So make sure there is a way, different ways you can learn. Yes. Try your best to learn your deen, your salah, your psalm, your zakat, so you get good reward. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, yes, he was swallowed by a fish in the middle of the ocean. Yes. And from there he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him. فنادى في الظلمات ألا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Yes. Yes. Very, very dangerous situation. In the belly of a fish, in the middle of the ocean, in the midnight, he made his that dua. Yes. Seeking Allah Ta'ala's help. Yes. He did that. And on top of that, the most dangerous enemy is Shaitan. Inshallah, we stop here. There's still a few more statements. Maybe another time, inshallah. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Subhanaka Allahumma. Wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khair.